Good morning. You are listening to The Morning After, and
you're listening to Wellner from Scorpio Bugs. Good morning.
Kia ora, morena. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Great to have you in studio as always. Today's book looks very grand.
Yes, it does.
Yes, very good. It is. It's grand and magical. Today's book is The Grandest Bookshop in the World by Amelia Mellor. It does, like, so it's sort of a kids book, but I quite enjoyed reading it as an adult. I'd just say 10 plus anyone over that age.
Easy, yeah.
Really good book.
It's like Lego, you know? It's like 10,
yeah,
but
it never loses
its magic.
And it is, it's pretty grand. It's all taking place around this really enchanting sort of magical playground of a bookshop in 1890s Melbourne.
Ooh.
It's called Cole's Book Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about it is big and just so much. Like, there's rainbows at the door. There's three stories to this building of books.
There's a whale.
There's a whale, yeah. It is a magical bookshop. So there's like a sort of greenhouse called the Fernery that's bigger on the inside than the outside, and it's full of a jungle.
Cool.
There's this like wonderland that has this little window into the deep ocean that has these sea creatures swimming past. It's like everything about it is super magical. Yeah.
Very much, yeah.
So from a book lover's point of view, it's everything I want in the grandest bookshop in the world, you know, like just little secrets in every corner, talking animals, a whole lot of books and quirky characters. And it's all following this family, mostly. So Mr. Cole owns the bookshop, and he's got this gaggle of children, but two of them, Pearl and Valley, are kind of, things are going wrong in the shop, and they're trying to fix them, basically. And they end up on this, like, grand adventure to try to save their bookshop. There's this sinister character called the Obscuro Smith. And they've, like, struck this ill-fated deal with him, kind of this deal with the devil, and they're going to lose the shop unless they jump through all these hoops and solve these riddles that he sets out. And it's, so it's quite, like, it really appealed to the sort of geeky kid in me that wanted to figure out all the riddles.
Yeah.
How many did you get?
Okay, first two, easy, and then
I
got a little bit harder. Let me just look ahead to the end.
To just, like, I just need to know what happens.
Yeah, but it started off with me feeling real smart and went downhill.
I always do that in like, movies and stuff, whenever there's, like, I'm like, I reckon there's going to be, and then sometimes I'll predict it, and I'll be like, wow, I'm, like, a genius, and then other times I'll be like, this is what's going to happen.
Most of the time.
And the opposite happens, and I'm like, okay, I didn't see that coming. Smart as I thought I was.
And then it was all sort of riddles, and at the end it went really philosophical. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Like, strike of, like, the meaning of life at the end of it was really well done.
Cool, fantastic. And I assume people can get this at Scorpio Books.
Yeah, absolutely, get it at Scorpio Books.
You may not have a whale, but you do have a book with a whale in
it. We certainly do, yeah. I'm inspired to bring some of this magic from the bookshop into ours.
I want to ask you, because these are the sorts of books that I would like to read, because I almost feel like adults feel weird about reading kids' literature. Or at least books that are intended for children. But if I watch a children's show, like, I watch a cartoon because I know there's not going to be anything gruesome.
Yeah.
It's not going to be incredibly, like, it could be insightful, but it's going to go about it in a nice way.
Yeah.
You know? And so why should adults read children's books, I guess?
That's such a good question. I love reading books intended for younger readers. And I think it's because the authors have to be way more clever about, because they're trying to convey stuff. But everything about how they go about it is, like, has to be clever so that you're not putting too much on the reader at once. And it means there's some really good writing, and just and it has to capture you. Like, kids aren't going to read boring books.
Totally.
Yeah. But for some reason, adults are, like, told that they should. You know, like,
there's that sense of obligation.
Yeah. You hit a certain age and be like, so now you're going to start reading, like, War and Peace and books that came out 300 years ago.
Clunky paragraphs of stuff with no adjectives.
Which sometimes are fantastic.
They
no shade on
place.
Them.
They do. Yeah,
they do
have their place.
But sometimes I'm just like, I just want to chill out and read, you know?
Highly recommend going with, like, kids and young adult books. Love it. I go, like, 50-50 whether I'm picking an adult's book.
Nice.
Definitely. And there should be no shame in that. Now, Scorpio Books may not have a forest and whales, but it does have lots of other fun stuff. What else is happening at Scorpio Books that you can tell us about? Thank you. Thank you for that.
Let me just think. What lineup do we have? not lots this week, but we are like starting to prep for like first week of April. We're going to be at the food show selling lots of cookbooks.
Awesome.
For some of the big chefs coming through, which is great. So cool. We set up like our own bookshop in the food show and just specialize in cookbooks for that. It's really a lot of fun.
That's really cool. Fantastic. Very cool.
As per usual, it's great to have you in the studio, Wellner. I want to also say I love how we've continued a theme this month of books about books.
Oh, yeah, that's so true, because the last one was this week.
It is, great. Yeah. I love it.
Japanese cat books. We had Rebecca last week, and now this. So thank you so much.
It's so good. We love a good theme.
We do love a theme.
We love a theme.
A magical theme at that.
We'll see if we can keep it going next week.
We'll find out. We'll see. No stress. All right, well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. We'll see Scorpio next week. Thank you so much for coming on, as always.
Yes. Thank you, Kia ora.